of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Program Advisory Committee meets the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Thank you, baby. I just wanna take a little time out. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for contributing to KBOO's membership drive. It was a success, and we couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you for your post, for your like, for your click. Thank you for your love, for your care, for your kind.
It's 10 a.m. and you're listening to The Jewish Hour on KBOO Portland.
Thank you.
apple from the tree stole my heart today. Nach unkeish fun gam, sie liebe dein sein. If you kiss a thief, count your teeth. His wit he took from Wilde, his looks from Dorian Gray. His suit isn't Brooks Brothers, but it was just an eye. Nach unkeish fun gam, sie liebe dein sein. You kiss a thief, count your teeth. But mama, you don't understand. What I want is a gun if mine.
Get Morgan Boker Tov. Buenos dias. Good morning. And thank you for joining me today on this very special December edition of the Portland Jewish Hour. My name is Liz Schwartz. I'm hosting today. And today's show is all about the local. The local what? The local scene. The local scene, basically. I thought it was past time, I've done this before, but it's been quite a while. I thought it was past time that we devote an hour to showcasing all of the incredible local talent we have here in Portland and in Oregon and even in the Northwest. You wouldn't think necessarily that, because Portland's Jewish community is rather small and Oregon's Jewish community is rather small, you wouldn't think we'd have like a real large pod of Jewish musicians and Jewish music happening here in town. But in fact, we do. We have not only a number of Jewish musicians, but we have a number of really great Jewish musicians, some of whom are internationally renowned, like our former co-host, Yonkel Falk, who we'll be hearing from in just a moment. We also are going to be featuring, as we did at the top of the hour, Michelle Alani and the Mystics off of her album Down This Road. That was Horace a la Caval. And we had just heard Vagabond Opera off of their album The Zeitgeist Beckons, and that was a song, Ganef. Ganef is the Yiddish word for thief, someone who steals, a thief, a ganef. It's such an onomatopoetic language. I just love it. So this hour we're going to be featuring local musicians, local talent, and the reason that I wanted to do that today is because we just wrapped up a very short, very sweet winter membership drive. And I wanted to point out the fact that all of this local talent that you are listening to this hour and every hour on KBOO is brought to you by your local community radio station. If you missed the 3-day winter membership drive, because it was only 3 days, it was rather short and sweet, and you'd like to become a member or increase your membership or maybe give a gift of a membership, hey, there's an idea. This is a gift-giving season. You can do that right now by going to www.kboo.fm and become a member. It's you just click on the little button and you fill out the form. It takes you all the way through. It's really simple. And when you do, it'll ask you, what do you love about KBOO or why are you supporting KBOO? Please do mention the Jewish Hour in your comments. That lets us know that you're listening to us and that you are enjoying and that you value what we do here on this show. Speaking of local, this show has been on the air for more than 40 years. Can you believe it? 40 years. More than 40 years. I'm not even sure how much more than 40. I'd have to go back and count it up. The show was begun back in the late 70s, early 80s, and late 70s, I guess. And for a long, long, long time, we had hosts Jack and Reva Falk. Jack, also known as Yonkel. Jack is a world-class klezmer musician, an accordionist, and a fabulous Yiddishist and Yiddish singer. And we're going to be hearing from Jack. Jack, we are fortunate to have him here in the Portland metro area. And over the years, he's played with a number of bands. We're going to hear from his latest group, which is a pickup group, and it actually, the membership changes depending on who's available to play the gig. This latest group is known as the Pacific Carpathian Express, and this particular conglomeration features Andrew Ehrlich on violin, Michelle Alani, again, also on violin, Courtney Vondrelli on accordion, Ralph Huntley on keyboard, G. Tanzer on drums, and if there's anybody else on this recording who I have omitted, I apologize. This is from a session back in September at the Atlantis Lounge at Mississippi Pizza over in North Portland. The Pacific Carpathian Express performs out and around town pretty regularly. If you go on Facebook, you can find Yonkel Falk there, and he lists all of his gigs, and you can follow that that feed, and that way you'll know when he's performing. So this is Jack's Pacific Carpathian Express, and then some. Thank you.
so sein, als mein Schiff wird mich kommen und zum Brenn. Er geht mit in dem Sohn, der geht mit dem Gang von der Sonne. Thank you for joining us. Please stay tuned for Jeff Berger. He'll be right up here shortly.
So sein, als ach boy in der Luft mein Schlösser. In Träum is mir heller, in Träum is mir besser, in Cholum der Himmel is bläuer von blau. What is it when the wind blows? What is it when in dreams is, for me, it's so much better. In dreams, the sky is bluer than blue. Classic Yiddish tune performed by Yonkel Falk and his pickup band Pacific Carpathian Express at the Mississippi Pizza Pub Atlantis Lounge a few months ago here on the Portland Jewish Hour. My name is Liz Schwartz. You're listening to us at 90.7 FM KBOO in Portland, 91.9 FM in Hood River, 104.3 FM in Philomath and Corvallis, and all over the planet at KBOO.FM. Today's show is featuring local talent, local musicians, local performers who make Portland and the Northwest their home. We are so blessed to have such an array and a wealth, not only of performers and musicians, but really outstanding performers and musicians. And I thought it was really important that we give them their due. I've done this before on the show. I've featured local performers before, and I will do it again. We are really, really lucky to have such a wealth of talent and just such amazing people here in Portland bringing us such a wealth of Jewish music. All right. Now for something completely different. Another Portland artist, singer, songwriter, Beth Hammond. This is a very special occasion, ladies and gentlemen, because Beth Hammond is dropping her fourth album, The Watchman's Chair, in just a matter of days. But right now we're going to get a sneak preview of a couple of the songs off of that album. So you're hearing it here first. First time broadcast anywhere on the airwaves or anywhere else. Here's a couple of tunes from Beth Hammond, The Watchman's Chair.
When you wake up in the early light and you stretch your arms and yawn, the sunshine hurts your eyes 'cause it's so bright. Grab the paper off the lawn, setting moon will soon be gone. In the yard's a mighty tree, perhaps the oldest thing upon this land. You stare up at this giant one, the one before whom you stand. When you walk past everyone you meet and you don't look them in the eye, when you see someone wearing rags out on the street, do you ever wonder why you don't stop and help that guy? There but for the grace of God, it could be you who's holding out your hand. Better ask yourself, who's the one before whom you stand? Place to pray, and there's people all around. Will anyone hear what you need to say? Though you cannot make a sound, pour your heart out on the ground. You don't have to move your lips for that still small voice to understand. You just have to remember the one. You just need to remember the one. You just have to remember the one before whom you stand. The one before whom you stand. is still, so still that everything out there becomes nothing in here. Before me is a pine box, unpainted, unadorned, but for a little wooden star they glued on top. The star floats above the man inside the box, sealed off from everything. Become nothing, lying oh so still, too still for sleep. And for this hour I will keep caring watch over the body of the man who is no more. Starlight doesn't shine in here. I sit beside the casket and it's strange to feel no fear. I know that it will be my turn one day, and though I'll no longer know enough to care, I hope that someone else will take my place and take their turn in the watchman's chair. Some may place a candle at their loved one's head and feet to light up the way to heaven. The custom here is different. We take turns taking care of our dearly beloved one. Each one of us is the candle, lighting a heart-shaped hole poked in a world that's fast asleep. And for this hour I will keep caring watch over the body of the one who is no more. Starlight doesn't shine in here. I sit beside the casket and it's strange to feel no fear. I know that it will be my turn one day, and though I'll no longer know enough to care, I hope that someone else will take my place and take their turn in the watchman's chair. Ooh. The days stretch out all blurry behind me and before me. Moments rush by in a whirl. When I guard this simple box, I'm reminded once again we're each a tiny speck in the history of the world. 100 years from now, who'll know I was here? Will it matter that I mattered once to someone else who's just as gone, too still for sleep? And in that hour, who will keep caring watch over the body of the one I was? Starlight doesn't shine in here. I sit beside the casket and it's strange to feel no fear. I know that it will be my turn one day, and though I'll know to care, I hope that someone else will take my place and take their turn in the watchman's chair. Starlight doesn't shine in here. I sit beside the casket and it's strange to feel no fear. I know that it will be my turn one day, and though to care, I hope that someone else will take my place and take their turn in the watchman's chair. Ooh.
Beth Hammond, the title track off her brand new album, which will be released within a few days, The Watchman's Chair. It's an interesting song. It talks about the practice of being a shomer, doing shmira, which is a Jewish practice when a person dies, that the body is never left unattended, is first ritually washed and then clothed in a shroud and then put in the casket. And then until the burial, people take turns sitting with the casket. Traditionally, they recite psalms, or you can just sit quietly, or you can talk to the person or sing to them, or just sit. But the idea is that the body is never left unattended from the moment of death until the moment of burial. That is the song that Beth wrote about her experiences as a shomer, The Watchman's Chair. Before that, we heard her song, The One Before Whom You Stand, which was written based on a teaching from Torah about who is the one before whom we stand. And let's maybe do some thinking about that. My name is Liz Schwartz. This is the Portland Jewish Hour. We're featuring local musicians on today's show, both because we can, because we have such a wealth of great local Jewish musicians here in Portland, and also to remind you that all of these local musicians are brought to you courtesy of your local, get that, local community radio station, KBOO.FM. We just wound up our latest winter membership drive. It was very short and very sweet, only 3 days. You might have missed it. And if you did, and if you'd like a chance to become a member of KBOO, if you or if your membership has lapsed, now is a great time to pick up that thread and go to kboo.fm and become a member. There's a really simple membership form that you fill out online, and there's a place on the membership form that asks you what you love about KBOO and why you want to support it. Please do mention the Jewish Hour in your comments. It's a really great opportunity to let us know how much you value the show. You won't hear this music anywhere else on the radio dial. And while you might hear other Jewish music on online radio, you won't hear the local stuff. You know, Portland is really blessed in the wealth of Jewish musicians and Jewish performers that we have here in town. And not just Portland, but Oregon and the Pacific Northwest in general. And I think it's really important that we acknowledge that wealth of talent, and also, you know, frankly, support the station that brings this music to you. We can't do it without your support. Now is the time. KBOO.FM. If your membership is up to date, that's great. If you find yourself a little flush and you want to maybe increase your monthly membership, that's great too. You can always increase your membership. And of course, Hanukkah is coming up, and if you don't celebrate Hanukkah and you celebrate that other gift-giving holiday that happens in December, you know, now is a great time to think about giving the gift of a KBOO membership in honor of the Jewish Hour to a friend or a family member. That's another great opportunity for supporting the show and increasing our membership. So once again, KBOO.FM, please become a member, increase your membership, or gift a membership to friend or family or colleague, and it's just a terrific opportunity to support the show and support all of the great local Jewish talent that we have here in the Pacific Northwest. Speaking of which, we are going to go back to Eric Stern from Vagabond Opera, although this is just Eric, not Vagabond Opera. And this is a song called Ashes of Rimbetico that he recorded a couple of years ago. And talking about local, the lyrics for this song don't get any more local than this. Enjoy.
You hipsters who drink coffee over a sea of shimmering laptops, you couple drivers in your Subarus, and as I take the kids to school, we cross the Great Divide, the wine, dark river, the Broadway Bridge, our hero single stride, and now I'm sitting with my laptop too. The house, the wife, the kids, the Subaru. But in Athens, oh, in Athens, the rose fingers of dawn caress my old gang. Oh, you sailors, oh, you ladies, you chant epic songs while my voice turns to rust. Oh, you ladies, oh, Selena, oh, you sailors that set sail for Messina, we only have this night to be alive. Oh, Selena, let the land die. I want to see your body glow in the hashish. We only have this night to be alive. When the morning's hands unfold, the paper cigarette of sky, the ashes of the Aegean still shine. We only have this night to be alive. Oh, you sailors, oh, Selena, I wanna cut the night and bleed it till it dies. We only have this night to be alive. Oh, you ladies, oh, Rakia, let its white clouds bear me to the sky. We only have this night to be alive. Now the platform of the station wears last night's fog like a veil. The ashes of Rimpetico still burn. We only have this night to be alive. Selena, let the lamp die. I want to see your body glow in the hashish. We only have this night to be alive. When the morning's hands unfold, the paper cigarette of sky, the ashes of Rimbetico still burn. We only have this night to be alive. And so our hero sails back to the shore of shimmering laptops. Penelope still knits in the cafe. The school bell rings, I pick my boy up, look into his eyes. I see the Wyandot Sea, and that his Odyssey's alive. Selena and the lamplight all grow dim as I take his hand, as I set sail with him.
Gather round, my children, and listen to my tale about a Brooklyn boychuk, neither hearty nor hale.
Thinner than a kugel, bar mitzvahed in his shul, off to fight the Führer in 1944.
Standing only rifle high, on a good day twice as wide, he really was no Maccabee, no ideal infantry.
But his feet weren't flat, so he braced his back and kissed his mamala goodbye.
Some men are the cock-a-walks.
Other men the runts.
Knowing which of these was he, Sid Siegel took his place.
At the front. Across the pond, Sid hunkered down, 5 months in a bunker.
While the Krauts and Joes shot their rounds, bullet, bomb, and tanker.
The muscle gained in basic melted into atrophy.
110 when he came in. He weighed out at 93.
Sid Siegel and his fellows grew weaker by the day, uncertain of the future when the generals would say,
"Charge, men, charge! Take it to the dirty Hun!"
When the orders did come down, how did the fellows run?
Right into battle!
Aching, burning, pressing on, till when the battle ended,
a third of them were gone. When the smoke had cleared, the Allies cheered.
Though some, like Sid, were quiet, the shock of war, the scars they bore,
weighing down on them like irons. Onward marched the company,
obeying standing orders, to hurry over hill and dale towards a mustering of forces. Came the sergeant's grave appeal.
"We cannot halt the column, Sid. We cannot tarry here. Away we must, through blood and dust. The enemy is near."
And low Sid willed his legs to go, yet stumbled and did kneel. They left him with the compass points, ammo rations, and a prayer, and in that hostile countryside, Sid's ballad hit a snare.
Weary from his efforts and burdened by his gear, alone and cold and far from home, Sid yoked tight his fear.
He knew the road, the place to go. His company was waiting to fight once more, to end the war
and deliver all from evil. His arms, they burned from effort as he held his rifle high.
Each step a test beyond all rest beneath the moonlit sky. A blind curve in a meadow. Sid stops and perks his ears.
Shuffling boots and muffled voices. Around the bend, no moonlit friends,
but 10 fleeing German soldiers.
His heart a pounding timpani, his skin and will like ice. Sid stepped out from the shadows.
The drop was his that night. No shot was fired, no blood was shed,
but the road forked towards surrender.
And come the dawn, all had laid down arms to the Brooklyn Boychuk Siegel. When morning come, the group trudged on,
Sid hobbling, barely able.
When in a field the fates did yield a horse for him to ride on.
What an unexpected sight! You would have seen, my children, little Sid astride his steed,
10 prisoners beside him. Down the country road they went, all silent save the footfalls.
Until by a wooded holler, soft and green with morning light, the Germans, they did linger,
and have themselves a fight.
And though Sid bid them quiet and put them in his sights,
the Krauts confounded all his efforts and set their words to flight.
Now, with his able Yiddish, Sid understood the rap. Not far from there, a click or so, 200 German soldiers waited.
Hungry, thirsty, wounded men, many ready to give in. Now the leader of the bound dropped down to a knee.
If ever his men were to survive, to avoid a bullet between the eyes, to Sid they must surrender.
But would they all heed the call and bend and bow to Sid?
Siegel looked upon his charges, some hardly even men. He looked upon the kowtowed commander,
his blue eyes bold and begging. Each one of these, he thought, is someone's boy, someone's son.
In his Brooklyn Boychuk heart, humanity did stir, to take a chance for life and peace, to tame war's bitter beast.
If they would yield upon the field, was Sid to answer no?
And so he went to meet them.
Would you or I have done the same? David's star hung o'er our name.
In the land of the black spider's reign, uncertain to emerge again.
Well, Sid, he did, with steely grace, white knuckles round his rifle.
Slim shoulders squared, brave heart bared, he met the master race.
Spread out in a clearing, some wounded, all afraid, and others comforted by friends.
Their final moments nearing,
the offer was laid down. All arms surrendered, soldiers bowed.
To little Siegel and his steed, an unlikely end to their war indeed.
Some refused, shook their heads, ready for battle or their deathbed.
To these the chance was given
to melt into the wood.
By the time the morn had stretched to noon, the sun hung bright despite war's gloom.
Step by step, like a slow, slow drip, the shoal of men moved hip to hip.
Until around one final turn, Sid's platoon his fate did learn.
Barely able to hold his seat, exhaustion mixing with relief, the Allies, half in disbelief, raised a cheer for Siegel.
How had he done it? Each man wondered, tamed the mighty, ferocious Hun, all alone and left behind. How had he overcome?
To his superior, Sid told his tale.
Answered all his questions. With all his stars and buttons, the general had no clue.
How'd you do it, Sid? A skinny runt like you?
Sid considered, stood real high, looked the general in the eye.
Sometimes in war what's needed isn't guns or even brains, but a heart that beats behind those things, and a heart is everyone's terrain.
And though he was lauded by the men, called the unlikeliest of heroes,
Sid never spoke, regaling curious folk with this, his epic journey.
For Sid, it lived like all the others, with his memories of war.
The lives he spared, the mercy shared, never without question.
Did he do right to spare those souls?
Who did not spare his brethren?
If he had known, had he been shown, would his choices have been different?
And what, my children, would you have done? How would you answer in the moment?
When the drop is yours, the upper hand, will you pull the trigger? Or like Sid, see frightened kids holding fast to life and limb?
And through whatever horror looms,
see hope instead of doom.
The Ballad of Sid Siegel, a performance by Annie Rosen and Eric Stern of Hungry Opera Machine, another great local Portland talent. Annie Rosen and Eric Stern, Hungry Opera Machine is part of their creative partnership, and they produce stories together, complete with background music and sound effects and all kinds of things. The ballad of Sid Siegel, I believe, if memory serves, Annie told me, is, I believe, about her grandfather during World War II. It's a terrific story, and I thought it'd be great to share with you here on the Portland Jewish Hour. My name is Liz Schwartz. We are winding up the Jewish Hour on this wet December Sunday. And I just wanted to remind all of you again that this is this hour has been devoted to showcasing local Jewish performances and local Jewish talent based here in Portland and in Oregon and in the Pacific Northwest. And if you appreciate that talent, and if you appreciate the radio station that brings it to you, now's the time to become a member. KBOO.FM. Become a member right now, or increase your membership, or gift a membership to a friend. This is a terrific opportunity to show your support for your local community radio station that brings you this unique presentation of music and performance that you won't hear anywhere else. Think about it as we wind up today's show. And as we're doing that, I'd like to remind you that KBOO Community Radio is included in this year's Willamette Week Give Guide. Support KBOO in Give Guide today and help us highlight the impact community radio has throughout the Willamette Valley. You also get Chinook book discounts and free items in your email inbox immediately following your gift, along with your donation receipt. The Give Guide is an easy, secure way to make a gift to KBOO. Every gift is appreciated, and the Give Guide processes amounts starting at $10 online through an easy-to-use, secure platform. Go to kboo.fm/give for more information and to donate to your community radio station. Thank you. Once again, winding up the hour featuring Jewish talent. We're going to hear now from Alicia Jo Rabin, singer, songwriter, poet, performer, from her album Open the Ground. This is a song called Measuring Tape.
Before the clouds even, I fell.
Alicia Jo Raybon's performing Measuring Tape off of her 2015 album Open the Ground. Alicia Jo's got a lot of great stuff coming up in the next year. A film version of her performance art show, A Kaddish for Bernie Madoff, will be released next year. And some more poetry and some other really terrific stuff. And she'll be touring back east and in the Midwest and in Israel as well. So lots of great stuff coming up for her and for all of our great Jewish musicians here in Portland. My name is Liz Schwartz. It's been a pleasure to bring you all of this terrific music. Thanks again for supporting your local community radio station at KBOO.FM and Zygazint.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Personnel Committee meeting has changed for the month of December and will meet Thursday, December 12th, 6 p.m. at
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Mark Brown Trio CD Release Party on Sunday, December 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Artichoke Music in Portland. The Mark Brown Trio celebrates the release of their CD called Had My Fill of the Moon. The Mark Brown Trio also features Jan DeWeese and Jim Boland. The show is a benefit for Artichoke Music. Again, that's the Mark Brown Trio CD Release Party on Sunday.